Yeah. Well, what is that stuff that, when the bowl opens, the stuff that comes out?
Pus.
That's pus. Maybe if you got a cut on your finger and it got infected, it'd get bigger, so your finger's all
swelled up.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're not used to rough work with your hands, you might raise a few
calluses.
Arms. Or
blisters.
And that stuff that's underneath the blister that'll drain out.
And the water in the blister.
Okay. What about if somebody got shot or stabbed or something like that, you might have to take him to the doctor to treat the
wound.
And have you ever heard, like if a wound doesn't heal cleanly, a kind of white substance will form around it, you know, and it has to be cut out or burned out or something like that. Is there anything in particular you call that?
Well, if an infection gets in it, could be gangrene.
Yeah.
Or it could be prime flesh.
What about if you've got a little cut on your finger, what's something in the medicine cabinet that you might put on it?
Well, I used to think methylate, but I had a thing that happened to me last summer. I hung my arm in a nail and just jagged it.
Yeah.
I called the doctor about a tetanus shot, and he said, that was Saturday. He said, come Monday morning, and we'll give you a tetanus shot. In the meantime, just wash it with clear, soapy water.
Is there anything besides methylate that's pretty common?
Well, alcohol, but I don't think you'd want to use alcohol on a fresh wound.
Well, what about that brown liquid that stings?
Iodine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the stuff that some people would take it for malaria, you know, it's real bitter?
Quinine.
Yeah.
They don't do that much anymore. They don't have much malaria anymore.
Yeah. Talking about a man who was really sick, you might say that, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the man
died.
Have you ever heard any other terms, joking or something like that, or that somebody might use to mean died?
Yeah, he kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket?
Yeah.
Ever heard anybody say he croaked?
Well. Yeah, that's right, but I must have done well. He kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Well, what about, you might say, talking about this person who died, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died with. What he had.
And
what
he
died with.
And this place where people are buried, that's the...
The graveyard, or cemetery. We call it cemetery, but old people used to call it graveyards.
Is that right? Is there what do you call the box that the person's buried in?
Well, a long time ago they called them coffins. But now they call them caskets.
Caskets. And the service that you have for the dead person,
that's the funeral.
Funeral. And the people who were there all dressed in black, you say they're
the mourners.
They're the mourners and they're in
the family.
Or they're in mourning or for a certain period
right.
of time.
Mm-hmm.
What about if somebody asked you on just an average day, how are you feeling, you'd say?
Well, on average day, I'd say, well, I'm feeling just fine. How are you?
Okay.
Because really, nobody cares whenever you, if you start in telling me troubles, well, nobody cares how you feel anyway, so you might as well say, I feel fine.
Just an expression.
Yeah.
What about if the children are out late and you're getting a little bit worried, your husband might tell you, well, they'll be home all right, just don't